The West Virginia State Police remembered two officers yesterday who died in the line of duty just over a year ago. Thanks to House Concurrent Resolution 17 from this past legislative session, a stretch of roadway, a bridge, and an interchange were named after the fallen troopers during a memorial near the site of the incident that took their lives. Dave Mistich has this report.
A patch of pavement near the Roane-Clay County line served to be the place where Corporal Marshall Lee Bailey took his last breath. It was also where Trooper Eric Workman sustained fatal injuries. At a memorial for the fallen officers, State Police Chaplain Corporal Jim Mitchell began with a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and we thank you for your strength. Lord, to know that you have been with the Bailey family and the Workman family throughout this last year. Lord, it's only by you that you provided strength for them at times that I'm sure that it's been so very difficult for them. But God, we also thank you for this.
Bailey and Workman were killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop along Route 36 just off I-79 on August 28th of last year. Luke Baber of Oak Hill had been detained for reckless driving in a stolen vehicle, but while seated in the back of the cruiser, he accessed a concealed handgun and fired on the officers. Bailey was pronounced dead on the scene. Roane County Sheriff's Deputy John Westfall and tow truck driver Frank Massey were also shot by Baber as a shootout took place. Baber was killed in the shootout and Workman died 3 days later from injuries sustained in the incident. A year later, families and friends continue to grieve, but as State Police Superintendent Colonel Jay Smithers puts it, all the thoughts and prayers reinforced the bond between West Virginians and fellow law enforcement officers.
We've seen it time and time again. West Virginians are always willing to step up to the plate and lend a helping hand when there is a need. But in this instance, folks from far beyond the borders of West Virginia provided comforting words and condolences as well, and we thank them for their genuine concern.
Many police officers from out of state attended Bailey and Workman's funerals. Bailey's brother Justin also spoke during the ceremony. He fought back tears as he explained the need to celebrate law enforcement officers before it's too late.
I wish I could say our family was back to normal, but I know that will never be the case. There's not a day that goes by I don't think about Marshall. And in a way, it's a shame that it takes a tragedy like this to recognize the bravery of our law enforcement community. They put their lives on the line every day for our safety. And at any minute, tragedy can strike.
The families of both fallen troopers were presented with the State Police Cross by Colonel Smithers and Governor Tomlin to symbolize the officers' sacrifice in the line of duty. Both families were also given signs marking the memorial bridge. The interchange at I-79's exit 34, the bridges at the interchange, and both lanes of Route 36 were all dedicated to Bailey and Workman. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich.